Here I am at the grave of the real hero of the Troubles, John Hume, who died during coronavirus. And I knew he was a very self-effacing man, but his headstone is even plainer and more modest than I expected. That's it. His Christian name, his surname, no middle names, his year of birth, his year of death, and nothing else. And as I so often, a couple that truly love each other, his wife died a year after him. So very, very simple, yeah? Now, Siochán, if I pronounce it correctly in Irish, accept truth, hope, rest, peace, brave wisdom. There we are. What simple flowers laid in memorial of him. So born here in Derry, he had a Scots grandfather. His father had been in the British Army, then the Irish Army, so was often unemployed. John Hume was one of about six children. He won prizes at school, monetary prizes, encouraged to donate it to charity, but his family so badly needed the money. He was very religious, an observant Catholic. He went to Maynooth, but decided he couldn't live a celibate life. And after his degree in French and history, came back to Derry to teach, got involved in the credit union movement, trades union movement, the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association, helped found the Social Democratic and Labour Party, was a constitutionalist, denounced violence by all sides, and really worked for good, for reconciliation. Someone bereft of all malice or vanity, and managed to have a cordial relationship with the Reverend Ian Paisley. They went to each other's houses on Christmas Day and so on. So that's John Hume. He had several children, and he talked about standing for the presidency of Ireland in 1997, but decided that the peace process needed him too badly. He took risks for peace, admitting to have meetings with Sinn Féin, with the IRA, but then they tried to film him so he wasn't doing that, and so forth, trying to reassure unionists. And famously, in about 1992, he went to the funeral of some man who was murdered by loyalist terrorists, and the father of the deceased urged Hume to continue his efforts in dialogue with loyalist terrorists, and Hume broke down in tears that the father, even at this moment, said, you know, we've got to try and achieve reconciliation with my child's murderer. So that is John Hume, who sadly was not in possession of his faculties the last 3 years of his life. You know, Nobel Peace Laureate. So, you know, the moral titan of the Troubles, really courageous, faced death threats by loyalists. So, yeah, he was a wonderful person. How I wish I'd met him. And an awful pity that he didn't get the farewell he deserved, because he died in the middle of coronavirus lockdown. And that's him. I knew it'd be fairly modest, but it's even plainer than I had anticipated. Here I am at Derry City Cemetery in County Londonderry, United Kingdom. Okay, so, and he was very much into favour of the European Union, and he was a member of the European Parliament, as well as a member of Westminster's Parliament, as well as the member of the Northern Ireland Assembly, had the triple mandate. Okay, so that's enough from John Hume's grave.